Good day, friends. It's Monday, the 9th of March, and in Perth, we have an overcast and a bit of a windy morning ahead of us. Wherever you are, we know that God is with us and able to meet and to commune and to speak with us if we are willing to wait and to rest in Him. And to slow down our world. So I encourage you again, as our practice and habit, to be still, at least for a short amount of time, giving your thoughts of this week, as we are soon to head into Easter. It's coming soon, the next 5 or so weeks. Plans are getting underway, but for the moment, hit pause and sit in silence. Exodus chapter 5, the confrontation begins as Moses and Aaron obey the Lord and go to meet Pharaoh. Afterwards, Moses and Aaron went to Pharaoh and said, "This is what the Lord, the God of Israel, says, let my people go so that they may hold a festival to me in the desert." Pharaoh said, "Who is the Lord that I should obey him and let Israel go? I do not know the Lord, and I will not let Israel go." Then they said, "The God of the Hebrews has met with us. Now let us take a 3-day journey into the desert to offer sacrifices to the Lord our God, or he may strike us with plagues or with sword." But the king of Egypt said, "Moses and Aaron, why are you taking the people away from their labor? Get back to your work." Then Pharaoh said, "Look, the people of the land are now numerous, and you are stopping them from their working." Wow, the first confrontation begins, and we see the truth of God's word that Pharaoh would harden his heart. The phrase that we see repeated 3 or 4 times is "the Lord," the capital word letters of L-O-R-D, indicating the name Yahweh, the personal name given to Moses when he said, "I am who I am." The phrasing that we understand as "the Lord," which means his personal name. So Moses and Aaron are personalizing the specific encounter with a living being who engaged with them, the Lord Yahweh. And it's true, Pharaoh had no knowledge of Yahweh, had no inclination or respect of who this person should be. But in his era and his mind, the Pharaoh people thought he was God. So the resistance was immediate. The dismissiveness of the character of the Eternal One, Yahweh, is misunderstood or completely dismissed as relevant. So we should not be surprised when we hear and come across those things in our conversations. There is a truth that people will be ignorant and lack understanding of the communication of a living spirit and being who encountered Moses through the burning bush. That's where they assume that the children of Israel or Moses and Aaron would like to return to, that place where in the desert where God spoke powerfully and specifically to Moses, and so the children of Israel would want to see that place and to identify with their ancestors who knew that same God who now reveals himself as Yahweh. So let's not be too surprised when the people of our world dismiss or consider that religion or just another belief system is just like the others, made up by human minds to have some solace, to have some place to worship separate from the world. Let's not be too surprised that the reaction we would have of dismissiveness towards the understanding of our Heavenly Father, who is Yahweh, who came in the form of a human being, the Creator, Jesus, who spoke the very words of God, who sends us the gift of the Holy Spirit by faith, that we may live in the present power of God as we speak and live. There's a lot to unpack upon the journey of faith. So I guess my encouragement for today is, let's not be too surprised. But let's have the confidence of Moses and Aaron to claim the name of the Lord where you go. We know as Yahweh, revealed to us as Christ, taught to us as the Heavenly Father. So perhaps in your workings, in your days, in your expression of faith, in what you do, you could bring into your conversation the Heavenly Father, expressing his relationship to you, to others, as a starting point. I know we use the term God so loosely, and people's understanding of God is so varied. It has so many nuances. So here we see a change from just the eternal statement of God to the personal name of Yahweh. So I encourage you to think of how you communicate the personal relationship you have with your Heavenly Father, as Jesus taught us to address God as Father, certainly in the Lord's Prayer, that's how we're taught. So may you be thoughtful of how you express your relationship to others, and not be surprised if they're still a long way off. Proverbs 6, verse 16. These verses jumped out at me. There are six things the Lord, that is Yahweh, hates. Seven that are detestable to him: haughty eyes, a lying tongue, hands that shed innocent blood, a heart that devises wicked schemes, feet that are quick to rush to evil, a false witness who pours out lies, and a man who stirs up dissension among brothers. I don't know why that text jumped out at me in Proverbs for us today. May we think carefully on how we live and express the name of the Lord Yahweh, our Heavenly Father. God bless, friends. Spend time in silence and considering, and I'll talk to you on Wednesday.